This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
There was a blip, a dark spot, a blemish, if you will, on the jobs report that we got this morning. It's not a new one. It's the big bugaboo in the American labor market. Now the jobs themselves are back. Wages, to cut to the chase, and how they are growing or not growing, truth be told. In fact, average hourly earnings fell just a hair last month, exactly what we don't want to be happening, even though, as Lee said, they're up year on year. We asked Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer what's going on.
When I started talking to labor experts for this story, one thing became clear. Everybody's got an opinion on why wages aren't rising faster. Opinion number one from Seth Harris, a former acting labor secretary, now at Cornell.
There's still far too many workers for too few jobs.
Harris says there's still a bunch of people on the sidelines. With a big labor pool, employers don't have to raise wages to attract workers. So average hourly earnings rose just 2.5% in 2015. Normally at this point in a recovery, they'd be increasing 3 or 4%. And then there's opinion number two.
There has been a marked shift in the way workers take their pay home.
That's Andrew Chamberlain, chief economist at the website Glassdoor. He says about 10 years ago, 29% of the average paycheck came in the form of benefits. Today, it's more than 31%. So,
if people are taking more compensation in the form of benefits, they will take less in the form of wages, and that will depress the official wage numbers.
Of course, that's only for people in jobs with benefits. Chamberlain also says productivity needs to pick up before we see healthy wage gains. That brings us to Gary Chason. He teaches labor relations at Clark University. He says productivity may play a role, but
we're really not quite sure what's going on over here. The problem is that everyone is always trying to twist the data to support their own point of view.
Chason says you can have a million theories, but there's only one conclusion.
This is not normal, but this is going to become the new normal.
The question, Chason says, is what are we going to do about it? In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.